Good morning, and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, BRICS plans to replace the US dollar with a cryptocurrency for trade, and as the Bitcoin halving approaches, prices are expected to increase. Plus, the EFCC continues its crackdown on cryptocurrency platforms amidst the rise of the dollar. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from the BRICS bloc, consisting of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The group is reportedly working on replacing the US dollar with cryptocurrency for international trade as part of their ongoing de-dollarization efforts and promotion of local currencies. For more on this development, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Crypto. What can you tell us about the BRICS bloc's plans to utilize digital assets in place of the dollar?
The BRICS countries have been actively pursuing alternatives to the US dollar for quite some time now. Their commitment to embracing local currencies in unilateral trade dealings has been a key pillar of their strategy. Now, they are taking a significant step forward by seeking to replace the dollar with cryptocurrency for international transactions. Interestingly, the bloc appears to be focused on developing their own central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, as a substitute for fiat currency, which stands in contrast to the United States' stance against such projects in the West.
How do these efforts tie into the BRICS bloc's overall goal of creating a multipolar world?
The BRICS countries have been actively working towards creating a multipolar world, and their recent five-nation expansion effort at the 2023 annual summit was a key part of that strategy. By embracing local currencies and developing digital currency solutions, the alliance is aiming to reduce their dependence on the US dollar and create alternative financial systems. This move towards cryptocurrency is a clear indication of their commitment to this goal.
What other platforms or initiatives are being discussed to support the increased use of digital assets within the BRICS bloc?
Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov recently discussed the development of new platforms for financial dealings that would support the presence of increased digital assets as opposed to fiat offerings. He mentioned the possibility of creating a BRICS bridge that would unite the financial systems of the BRICS members using stablecoins or other digitized currency forms. This would provide a clear way for the 10 BRICS countries to de-dollarize and increase their use of digital assets in international trade.
How might this move by the BRICS bloc impact the US dollar's role in international trade?
The absence of the US dollar from any international dealings with the BRICS alliance members and nations seeking to embrace such unilateral trade could be a cause for concern. As more countries look to alternative financial systems and digital assets, the dollar's dominance in global trade may be challenged. However, it remains to be seen how successful the BRICS bloc will be in implementing these changes and how other nations will respond to their efforts.
It certainly seems like the BRICS countries are determined to create a new financial landscape that relies less on the US dollar and more on digital assets. Speaking of significant events in the world of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin has just undergone its fourth halving event, a pivotal moment that is expected to shape the cryptocurrency ecosystem in the coming months and years. The halving has reduced the block subsidy reward for miners from 6.25 BTC to 3.12 BTC, directly impacting miner revenue. Here to discuss the implications is our Simply Crypto correspondent. Can you explain what the Bitcoin halving is and why it's significant?
The Bitcoin halving is an event that occurs approximately every 4 years, where the reward miners receive for adding new blocks to the Bitcoin blockchain is cut in half. It's a fundamental part of Bitcoin's design, meant to control the rate at which new Bitcoins enter circulation. This helps maintain Bitcoin's value over time by creating scarcity. With less new supply entering the market after each halving, it puts upward pressure on the price, assuming demand remains constant or increases.
So how does reducing the block reward impact the mining ecosystem? What changes do you expect to see?
Reducing the block reward has a major impact on miner profitability. With this halving, only the most efficient ASIC mining machines will be able to operate profitably. Older, less efficient hardware may get phased out. Miners are also looking at optimizing with custom ASIC firmware to increase efficiency and lower their break-even costs. We'll likely see less efficient miners exit the network if they can't stay profitable with the reduced rewards.
Looking back at the previous three halvings in 2012, 2016, and 2020, how did the Bitcoin ecosystem react in terms of price and hash rate?
History shows that Bitcoin halvings have typically had a bullish impact on the price, though not always immediately. After the first halving in 2012, Bitcoin saw its first major bull run, with prices climbing from around $13 to $1,000 in 2013. The 2016 halving initially saw a price drop, but then a surge to $2,550 in 2017. And after the 2020 halving, Bitcoin went from around $10,000 to over $60,000 in 2021. As for hash rate, it tends to drop after each halving as less profitable miners drop off, but it eventually climbs back up as the ecosystem adjusts.
With Bitcoin prices currently around $65,000, what's your outlook for how this halving could influence the market in the coming months and years?
If past patterns hold, many analysts expect to see a significant price increase in the 6 to 12 months following this 2024 halving. The reduced supply growth coupled with steady or rising demand creates a recipe for higher prices. However, Bitcoin is in a very different place now in terms of mainstream adoption and market maturity compared to previous halvings. So, while the fundamental supply and demand dynamics still apply, the magnitude of the impact is harder to predict. As always with Bitcoin, expect volatility, but the halving is certainly a bullish fundamental event to keep an eye on.
Fascinating insights on the Bitcoin halving and its potential market impact. Thank you to our Simply Crypto correspondent for breaking this down for us. Shifting gears to another story in the world of cryptocurrency, the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission in Nigeria is cracking down on currency speculators and cryptocurrency platforms that it says are manipulating the value of the Naira. The EFCC says it is targeting not just Binance, but all crypto exchanges involved in destabilizing the Nigerian forex market. For more, we're joined now by our correspondent. What can you tell us about this crackdown and why the EFCC is pursuing it?
The EFCC believes that cryptocurrency platforms like Binance, as well as currency speculators, are contributing to volatility and instability in the value of the Naira, Nigeria's national currency. By going after these actors, the Commission hopes to reduce manipulation and help stabilize the forex market. This appears to be part of a broader effort by Nigerian authorities to more tightly regulate the crypto space and crack down on any activity seen as undermining the Naira.
What kind of impact has this activity by crypto exchanges and speculators had on the Naira and the Nigerian economy more broadly?
The concern is that by facilitating the trading of crypto assets and allowing the exchange of Naira for digital currencies, these platforms are putting downward pressure on the value of the Naira. If a lot of people are selling Naira to buy Bitcoin or USDT, for example, that can contribute to depreciation of the national currency. This has implications for inflation, foreign investment, and overall economic stability. The Central Bank of Nigeria has been worried about this dynamic for a while now.
Do we know specifically what actions the EFCC is taking as part of this enforcement push? What does a crackdown like this typically entail?
Details are still emerging, but in past cases, the EFCC has frozen bank accounts, seized funds, made arrests, and pursued legal action against entities it believes are involved in fraudulent or manipulative forex activity. We can expect subpoenas and document requests to crypto exchanges and potentially efforts to block access to platforms that are seen as repeat offenders. A lot will depend on how much evidence the EFCC is able to gather about alleged Naira manipulation.
What has the reaction been from the crypto industry? Are the exchanges cooperating or pushing back?
So far, the major exchanges have not said much publicly. But behind the scenes, they are likely marshaling their legal and compliance teams to respond to the EFCC's requests. Some may choose to limit Naira trading pairs or put additional KYC measures in place for Nigerian customers. but they will also probably argue that they are not responsible for the Naira's depreciation and that restricting crypto activity is counterproductive. This could turn into a prolonged tug of war between the exchanges and the authorities.
Thank you for the update on Nigeria's efforts to stabilize the Naira. While cryptocurrency scams are a growing concern globally, one recent case hits close to home. A Montreal woman has lost nearly $25,000 in an online cryptocurrency scam that she thought was endorsed by Elon Musk. The scam used deepfake technology to forge Musk's appearance on a popular TV show. For more on this story, we're joined now by our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about how this woman was deceived?
The woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, came across a Facebook post promoting a cryptocurrency trading platform. She was in financial need at the time, so she followed the link to the website. There, she was quickly contacted by a broker who gave her tips on signing up and making investments.
And initially, it seemed like the investments were paying off, right? She was seeing profits in her account?
That's right, she was making money, though she's not sure exactly how much. She was so encouraged that she kept detailed records of each investment in a spreadsheet. Her profits appeared to be increasing almost daily.
So at what point did she realize something was wrong? When did it become clear this was a scam?
The problem started when she tried to withdraw her money. The firm delayed the process and claimed she owed additional fees and security deposits. That's when it dawned on her that she had been scammed. By that point, the fraudsters had already made off with her money, and she was unable to track them down.
Cryptocurrency investment scams are a serious threat. What advice do experts have for avoiding situations like this?
Jeff Horncastle with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center says investment scams are extremely dangerous right now. He urges people to thoroughly research the legitimacy of any trading platform and verify their capital before fully engaging with investment offers. A convincing website or celebrity endorsement isn't enough. Due diligence is critical.
It's a painful lesson for this victim and many others. Thank you for that report on this troubling case of cryptocurrency fraud. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.